Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Animals, things, and they become sterile, or they become vicious, or they become mentally degraded or retarded. Well, if you walk out in front of a truck, is it anecdotal, or if you, you know, take cocaine and have a heart attack? No. When it happens enough, you know this is what it causes. You know, they still say cigarettes don't give you lung cancer. No, that's a lie. The point is, we have literally hundreds and hundreds of studies with the GMO where it's admitted to be sterilizing. I mean, most of this stuff that you really see the problems with is meant to kill insects that eat it. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, that's no-brainer. That's not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This kills bugs. You're going to eat it now. I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I don't want that. This is a short segment, long one coming up. Journalist, filmmaker, author, Jeffrey Smith's our guest. Please continue with the Russian researcher. And of course, you tell the rest of the story. She's like, this is sterilizing all the rats. And I go, this is going to sterilize humans. She's like, well, there are too many humans in the world. And then please continue.
Well, I think what you're referring to is when I was on the show a few months ago, her study, she fed female rats genetically modified soy, and more than half of their babies died within 3 weeks. The babies were sterile, and the infants were smaller. And she fed male rats genetically modified soy, and the testicles changed from pink to blue. Well, her boss was pressured from his boss and told her no more GMO studies. So someone in her office tried to comfort her by saying, well, maybe the GMO soy will solve the overpopulation problem. She was not impressed. Getting back to our animals, I also heard last week at this farmer conference a story about a cattle farmer that was raising miniature steer, just 3 feet high, and he was feeding them non-GMO corn but ran out. So he got the normal GM corn from a local feed mill, and within 2 weeks, 90% of his herd died. So he rushed to get the non-GM corn, was able to heal the rest, and they survived. Now, what happened with these steer is that they bloated. They weren't digesting. This was raised during a talk, and I immediately described what's happening in India with sheep, goats, and buffalo. They are allowed to graze on BT cotton plants after harvest. As you know, the BT toxin breaks open the stomach of insects and kills them. It's a built-in pesticide in these genetically engineered crops. Well, thousands of sheep, goats, and buffalo have died. And it turns out there's a lot of evidence suggesting that the food that they're eating is not being broken up in the rumen by the bacteria that normally breaks down the cellulose. And so they're starving to death because the food doesn't get into the intestines. So they're bloating. They are dying because of lack of digestion. Now, this doesn't happen with normal cows, maybe because their system is so big, but these miniature cattle, as this farmer told me, are like large sheep. So it made sense for me that the BT corn may be having a similar impact as the BT cotton plants are having in buffalo, sheep, and goats in India.
And by the way, we need to talk about that when we come back from break. We've seen whether this stuff's good for you or not, and obviously it's good for you like a hole in the head, what it's done to farming across the world. I mean, it's consolidated, it's devastated it, it's destroying Mexico, it's destroying India, it's causing suicides that are just off the chart.
It's true. In fact, if you look at the impact overall, it's been a disaster, exactly the opposite of what the governments claim that it's going to do when they approve this stuff without any safety studies. When we look at some additional animal studies, we see disorders like reproductive disorders. I spoke to a goat herder who has lots of goats that he sells for farms around the Midwest. And when he was feeding Roundup Ready alfalfa and also other genetically modified crops to his goats, they were not getting pregnant in large numbers. And so he switched to the non-GM, and the pregnancies resumed.
Yeah, of course, that's the main trait they want. Everything else is really just secondary. But they sell you on one trait, and it's got all the Trojan horses in it. Thank God for the other side effects. We wouldn't be catching the sterilization.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Such a gorgeous state. We're right outside Pensacola, Florida. I am looking out of our beach house. In fact, I had to turn around this laptop that we're shooting a Skype video of. Who knows? I'll probably pull a plug or something and take our broadcast down. We're broadcasting over an access unit, but sending video to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers over this. I don't know. You know what? I'll take a photo and I'll Twitter it to twitter.com/realalexjones. Just how pretty it is here. I'll send a couple of those up during the next break. And we do have a beautiful planet, spaceship Earth. It's the only planet we have. I am a steward of the Earth. I am a conservationist. I am someone who does believe in protecting our environment. And all I see the elite doing is lecturing me all day about how I need to give my rights up to a UN Agenda 21 world government to protect the Earth. And then I see Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Bill, you know, Gates' dad, the Queen of England, all of them funding open world government and then writing in all these white papers that go back to the 60s and the Rockefeller Foundation that we've linked to on their own site, saying we're going to engineer GMO food that reduces fertility, and does it over generations so that it's not noticed by the public. Or the White House science czar. Hey, we need to do this to reduce population. We can engineer it into the food, also add it to the water. Fluoride reduces fertility. So it's a cocktail of things. And we now have not one, not two, not 20, not 100, but hundreds and hundreds of documents like PDD 21, State Department Memorandum 200, all of these different programs and things that have been issued by presidents and others where they openly say, it's our policy to reduce population covertly. We had another article up yesterday with government documents where some black guy was in a wreck and they grabbed him and dissected him live and were injecting him with plutonium. And they were doing it to other people they killed, but he was able to crawl out one night. It was at a public hospital, but they had it back in a corner ward, the Pentagon. He was able to crawl out and crawl away and survive. Look, we're going to go back to Jeffrey M. Smith, journalist, filmmaker, author, and him for the rest of the hour. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones up if you want to talk to him and have your questions. But everything he's saying is so documented. I want him to recap what he was getting to at the end of the last segment. But, again, the biggest threat, I'm not against nuclear power, but 9 out of 10, the Associated Press say, are leaking of 400 and something. And they're supposed to shut them down for 20 years. Some are going for 40 years. They're crazy people. Fukushima blew up and is still melting down. The EPA just raises radiation level. That's a real environmental crisis. And I have doctors, physicists, chemical physicists on. They say cancer rates will go up. You know, Chernobyl's killed 1 million people conservatively since 1986. This is the real threats we face. And you're not hearing this from the big environmental groups. Because Monsanto and others are in there lobbying and controlling. Instead, it's how I need to pay the government more money or have them ban my light bulbs or don't take a hot shower. This is what they actually teach. I mean, maybe I'd listen to them about not taking a hot shower. I'm being sarcastic. Let's stop right there. You're splicing the entire biosphere. Grasses, trees they're coming out with, everything. And all the allergies exploding and cancer up over 2,000% and fertility plunging and all of this. It is a nightmare situation. We cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, Jeff, you got the floor. This is a longer segment than the next, and we're going to go to calls. But continue with some of the studies, some of the facts, the suicides, what this has done to agriculture, the results it's caused. And then I want you to talk about the population reduction angle, because I remember talking to you 10 years ago, and you're like, well, Mr. Jones, there is some evidence that's linked to infertility, but you know, I'm not going to go there, but now it's becoming so widespread, even in the mainline literature, people are saying, why does it always have traits that reduce fertility? You know, this can't just be an accident every time. Or maybe if these are live pesticides, that's what it is. But even products that aren't pesticide-based are having it. Please continue.
Okay, we'll get to the reproductive thing. What I want to do is bring completely new stuff. And we're preparing for a new film, which, by the way, our mutual friend Mike Adams is doing a matching grant so that our institute can finish the production and promote. That's at responsibletechnology.org. What I want to focus in on is digestive issues, and then we're going to link it to autism. As you know, with autism, most of the kids have some form of digestive ailment, and they also have behavioral disorders. We've already talked about in the previous segment many animals having behavioral disorders when being fed GMOs. Let's look at their digestive tracts and see if it resembles at all the kind of gnarly and messed up digestion that we're seeing in autistic kids. I talk to butchers and farmers that butcher their own animals, and whenever they've compared GM-fed to non-GM-fed, they say it's night and day. They say, for example, the intestines of the GM-fed animals are so disrupted, they're like paper thin and they can tear apart. So we no longer, as a country, use our own animals' intestines for sausage casings. We import them from New Zealand, where they don't feed GMOs. I've also heard that the organs are discolored among the GM-fed animals and have a foul stench. Now, the stench is probably linked to the change in the gut flora. There's a complete change, according to many veterinarians, as well as doctors, in the gut flora, both of animals fed GMOs and in
okay, I'm going to stop you again. We've done deep research that no one is covering that I've seen. I'm going to bring this up. I know you've probably seen it. But Aaron Dykes has exposed that Bill Gates is the big eugenicist for population reduction. He's bought into Monsanto. His other big funding is studying and trying to buy up control of gut disorder investigations because it's a big new market because everybody's getting it. And all the studies are showing it's attacking the organs. This is confirmed. But here he is trying to take control of it so that no company's out there to expose what's going on. Were you aware of that?
I was not aware that he was investing in that. I do know he's a major investor in Monsanto, that the person in charge of his agricultural section of his foundation is a former Monsanto guy. I heard him speak at the World Food Prize a couple of years ago when he said he was converted by a visit from the Rockefeller Foundation to become a GMO advocate. So, yeah, I'm aware of Gates' position on GMOs. I was not aware about the gastrointestinal investigations. But I want to talk
about
data,
it turns out, work for the Rockefeller Foundation. Yeah, it's all a big. Yeah, please continue. So you're making a film with all the devastating evidence that of what this weapon system's doing.
And, you know, we've talked in the past in previous films and books about the laboratory studies. For example, the animals that are fed GM soy have changed uteruses and ovaries, damage to the young sperm cells, higher infant mortality, sterility by the third generation, hair growing in their mouths. Fewer babies, smaller babies. We see the work done in laboratories. But what we're doing with this new film is correlating it with interviews with veterinarians and farmers, pet owners and pet veterinarians, and doctors and parents. Because what we're seeing is a correlation between the type of problems identified in the laboratory with the type of problems that are exploding in the doctor's offices in the United States. Now, autism, I'm just focusing on autism right now because it's an interesting link, and I happen to be writing a very extensive paper on it this week, so it's fresh in my mind, but it's all new information. Now, you mentioned earlier, Alex, about the insecticidal corn and cotton. That's BT toxin produced in every cell of corn and cotton. They take a gene from soil bacteria, insert it into the DNA of the plant, so every little cell has a little spray bottle. Now, the excuse that the Environmental Protection Agency says is why they can put a pesticide that breaks open the stomach of insects and kills them, why they can put that in food, is that they say it has no impact on human cells or mammal cells. Well, a study came out this past week from the Journal of Applied Toxicology, where for the first time they took BT toxin derived from genetically modified plants and exposed it to human cells. And lo and behold, what we all knew, but the EPA denied, is that it caused the process of starting to kill the cells, and it caused a break open of the membranes so that fluid leaked out and was detected in higher numbers. Now, this is exactly what we think happens with insects and why this BT toxin kills insects. It destroys the integrity of their digestive tract. What I hear from...
Yeah, that was a German study 6-7 years ago, yeah, that it's destroying their intestines, including the bees. So they're just... This is an Armageddon. Please continue. But I want to ask you from your research, why do you think they're doing it? How do they think they'll get away with this?
Let's come back to that question because that's a lot of opinions and a lot of ideas. But let's talk about the facts for just a moment. I'll get to that. When we look at the BT toxin causing these pores or openings in the intestines, there's a whole new field among progressive cutting-edge medical practitioners that are treating or looking at gut permeability. If undigested food gets through these holes into the blood, that might explain the rise in food allergies, autoimmune disease, inflammation, possibly autism. Because gut permeability is one of the factors that scientists are documenting accompany autism in large numbers. So I was giving a talk.
But wait, there's also big studies out, just to back you up again, that just came out, that they're finding the GMO DNA and RNA is actually going through the blood and into the cells. They'd always said that was impossible, and Monsanto's come out and said it's fine to have our DNA in your cells. So it's actually going through now. I think that's more than just gut permeability. It's that, you know, before we are what we eat, and all this stuff that's slowly developed on this planet, we're able to absorb, and it's part of the normal order. You start splicing and crossing and doing all of this, it shows that at a micro level, we're all interchanging at levels we never knew before.
Let's talk about just this gene transfer, because this is one of the scariest things that is currently documented. The only human feeding study ever published verified that part of the gene inserted into soybeans, making those soybeans Roundup ready, unkillable with Roundup, transferred into the DNA of bacteria living inside our intestines. And that bacteria was unkillable with Roundup. So they had Roundup ready gut bacteria, suggesting that that gene was functioning. Now, pretend that you're eating genetically engineered BT corn chips and the same transfer occurs. What if the gene that produces this toxin that breaks open the stomach of insects and possibly human intestines, what if that gene were to transfer to our own gut bacteria and continue to function? It might turn our flora into living pesticide factories. Now, one of the studies that came out last year gives support for this. In Canada, they tested the blood of 30 pregnant women and their unborn fetuses and found in 93% of the pregnant women, the BT toxin was in their blood and in the blood of 80% of the cord blood of their unborn fetuses. So what this means is that somehow the BT toxin is getting into the bloodstream, and this is not supposed to happen according to the EPA. According to the EPA, it's supposed to be destroyed during digestion. So the authors were wondering, how come the frequency is so high? We don't eat that much corn chips and fresh corn to justify it. So they expected that it was the eating the meat and dairy from animals that have been fed Monsanto's corn, which was the source of the BT toxin. But I think it's more likely that it was the transformation of the gut bacteria inside the intestines of North Americans, which is causing this high constant exposure. And when I talk about this to medical conferences where I speak all the time, doctors invariably tell me that the rise in gastrointestinal problems has been astronomical. Irritable bowel syndrome, for example, is up 40% since GMOs were introduced.
It is devastating, and even the early autism work that's now been duplicated over and over again, they've tried to discredit the doctors and people that put that out. And, of course, there's now a lawsuit against the British Medical Journal journalist who came out and talked about Dr. Wakefield and said that his information was lies. And when you read what they said, well, he did medical stuff that wasn't needed, like a colonoscopy. They say, he's been discredited, it's horrible. And then you read the fine print, he did a colonoscopy on children. Things claiming that it was vaccines. Well, we say that's not needed. Well, no, what he found, and now he's learned a bunch of studies before him had found and after it found, is that, and of course he was just looking at the mercury causing problems, but then there's the GMO connected to it, that the guts were highly toxic. And they're like, in the British Medical Journal, they actually say, that's ridiculous. The gut doesn't affect the brain. Really, is that why everybody knows that they have farm animals, that the type of food you feed them affects the way they behave? Or that if you drink alcohol or if you take pills, it affects the brain? I mean, this is just asinine. And now, I mean, when I was in high school, there were no autistic children. Now, I take my children to a movie. The first two rows or more are autistic children. This is not overdiagnosis. This is a holocaust of children that are brain damaged. And then I talk to the countless families who get the news early enough at 2 or 3, get them off GMO, get them all purified, do all these colon cleanses, do the probiotics, and move to the country and have to hide out to get away from GMO because it's so prolific now. And suddenly their kids start developing and talking and they can reverse it. And the system gets so angry. And I've seen cases where they send CPS after them, even though their kid gets better, and say, you quit taking them to school. You're homeschooling them now. You quit taking them to their doctor. And they're like, but my child can talk again. I mean, this is like a cult. Listen, keep going through the evidence, but from your view, I know it's eugenics. I know it's the population control craziness, the Nazis that came out of eugenics. The system learned you can't use guns and weapons to kill people. They'll fight back. You do it covertly through food, water. They're not going to notice. They're playing God. I know why they're doing it. My question is, how do they think they're going to get away with this? Because I see the worm turning against this so fast that there's no way. They've hurt so many people. The word's coming out now. And I'm telling the world, the war criminals are at the big GMO companies and the politicians that did this. And I want the wives and husbands of the politicians. You want to know why the grandson can't talk? You want to know why mommy got cancer at 25? You want to know why you're plagued? You did this to yourselves. And your husband that took money from these people was part of it. And the executives that did this and their engineers are a bunch of eugenicists who are the enemies of humanity. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, for those that don't know much about GMOs, but I'm sure your normal audience does, there are two main traits. One is that which produces the insecticide, which we've talked about, and the other is that which withstands high doses of herbicide, and most popular for that is Roundup Ready crops that withstand large doses of Roundup. Now, Roundup has been shown to disrupt reproductive function. It can kill human placental cells, it disrupts estrogen, it causes birth defects, it causes abnormal and lower sperm count.
Being an extremist, come on, weed killer isn't bad for you. Next you're going to tell me rat poison's not good for me either.
One thing that it does is that it kills off beneficial bacteria in the gut of cows, which normally keep botulism bacteria in check. So recent studies have shown that very tiny amounts of Roundup, less than would be residue on the food of these animals, can reduce the controlling bacteria and cause an explosion of botulism within the animal's gut. And I've seen pictures of it, and it's not pretty. So this is another way that Roundup might be causing disaster. But I wanted to talk about a new way, one that some of your listeners might be familiar with. There was a study, a series of analyses done on aborted fetal tissue of livestock where the farmer was beside himself. There was such high rate of abortions, spontaneous abortions. And on the aborted fetal tissue was a new organism only visible with an electron microscope. And they figured out where is this stuff coming from? So they did analysis of the feed. And when the feed was treated with Roundup, either it was Roundup Ready crops or products that had Roundup sprayed, there were high concentrations of this organism and high concentrations on diseased plants that are known to be getting
disease
because of Roundup.
What is it?
They took this organism and they exposed it to a pregnant chicken. It killed the fetus in 24 to 48 hours. Now, this organism has never been discovered before. It's completely new to science. It's the size of a virus. It operates. It looks like a fungus. And it appears to be everywhere, but in high concentrations around diseased plants and infertile animals and animals that have spontaneous abortions. So a letter was written by a senior researcher.
Good Lord.
By a professor emeritus, in fact, Professor Dr. Don Huber.
Good Lord.
Who had decades of study and was an expert at Roundup effects. He was also on a military group that evaluates the threats of outbreak of disease, both natural and man-made.
Mm-hmm.
And in his letter to Secretary Vilsack of the USDA, he said, this is an emergency. He pointed out that there is widespread infertility among animals, that there might be a human link, of course, and that Vilsack should not approve Roundup Ready alfalfa because that would only increase the exposure of the population to Roundup at a time when we need to put money now into investigating whether this organism is causing the problem and linked to Roundup or GMOs. He sent that letter on January 17th privately to Secretary Vilsack. It was leaked onto the internet, so that's why I can talk about it. He was finally called weeks later by someone from the USDA. He gave him the names of the researchers, and the researchers have not yet been contacted by the USDA, and that was over a year.
Let me stop him. Let me stop you. My God, I'm going to have you back up next week because we've only got 30 minutes left, 35 minutes before our next guest joins us. This is so bombshell because I research this stuff every day now, and I didn't even know what you're just saying here. But I knew about how it's basically creating new bacteria in the stomach and displacing the others, where I guess you won't be able to live without the Roundup now in some sick way. It's like they're turning us into these biological androids that are dependent on them and ill from their system, and then they sell us expensive treatments. But I've seen these reports of GMOs cross crossing and creating new mutations, but now in new, not just species, but new whole organism families. This is exactly what many genetic engineers I've had on, I just got chills, have warned of. And here's the key. We're going to come back and talk about this. They're not just coming out with dozens of new crops. They're coming out with hundreds of new ones. Grasses, trees. They're just taking everything over. They're total psychos. Jeffrey M. Smith's our guest. This is the most important information we could be covering right now. Incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades.
If you're a new listener and you're thinking, man, this can't be true, I'm begging you. Because I investigate things. That's where I get my views, my research, what I stand for. I've been researching GMO for about 16 years since I've been on air. And early on, I noticed it was eugenicist, world population reductionist, the very groups calling for global government and reducing population who are always running the programs to save people. And then wherever they go, there's famine, death, wars, destruction. And then I found Memorandum 200 and others. It's all a plan. But these people are so crazy that they're killing the honeybees, that the animals are dying. They're just screwing the whole earth up. I mean, it's bad enough to say, well, for the environment, humans are, you know, destructive. We're going to covertly reduce human population and then screw up the entire biosphere of the Earth. I mean, even if you buy into this view, and I certainly know there are some technologies humans engage in and things that we screw up, we should make it better. But just kill everybody? And let's just say it's all a big accident. Okay, well, governments now know about this and are doing nothing. And, well, not in Europe and other areas, but here. Notice we have the highest cancer rate, the highest obesity rate, the highest everything rate that's bad. Highest infant mortality now in the Western world. I mean, highest heart attacks, highest neurological disorders, lowest test scores. Go look it up. I mean, look, I'm not a rocket scientist. When I feed my kids a few times on the road or something, just even some fast food junk, they act horrible for days. I give them processed sugar. They're bad for days. It's not just when they're on it. It screws them up. The dyes, the additives. This is a cornucopia. I mean, if you were trying to covertly poison people, you couldn't do a better job. And then you see how it's almost uncoordinated. It's just like nasty, mean. And then they let other corporations that just don't care do whatever they want. Now, I'm ranting here, Jeffrey Smith. I'm going to give the number out and take some calls for you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We have all of your books available on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Genetic Roulette, Seeds of Deception, your film, other films that you've been involved in, great films like The World According to Monsanto that you think's hardcore. It's very well done, but it's even worse than that. But I want you to continue. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on this subject, folks. 800-259-9231. In fact, I should have said this because the calls will load now. We won't have any room for others. I've done this before just by myself and called for farmers to call and said, have you had good luck with GMO? Have you had problems? And every farmer that calls who has livestock says, you feed it to them, they have health problems, they start dying. You start having more, calves that die, they're stillborn, more calves you got to pull. I'm not going to get into what that is, but I've worked for a large animal vet and done it. All of it. Some people that just grow soybeans or whatever say, no, it's all right. Neighbors don't like it, though. You know, they think the runoff's killing their fish and their tank. And that's about what you get. And, you know, the health problems with it in your drinking water. But going back to Mr. Smith here, the author, the researcher, other key points you want to cover here before you get into my main question. I think you answered it. The government just isn't even responding. How does the elite think they're going to get out of what they're doing to all of us when it's obviously affecting them as well?
It's an interesting question. When Obama took his position at the White House, an article came out indicating that he had insisted that his kitchen was organic. And it came out in the same article that so too did the Bush administration, that Laura Bush was emphatic that the would only serve organic, and of course organic means non-GMO. Now, I talked to a former scientist from Monsanto, and he said that he knew of three colleagues that did safety studies on Monsanto's bovine growth hormone, found so much of the IGF-1 hormone elevated in the milk, and it's linked to cancer, these three Monsanto scientists refused to drink milk thereafter unless it was organic. One bought his own cow. I also report in Seeds of Deception how the head of the restaurant that's found inside the UK headquarters of Monsanto responded to a request and said, we try to remove as many GMOs as possible because of requests by our customers. And of course, their customers are Monsanto employees. And someone told me just this year that an insider had actually had lunch with Monsanto employees. I think it was in England, off-site, and they took several people off-site. And he joked, well, we have to be careful, we're getting GMOs. And the guy turned to him very seriously and said, oh, don't worry, we get our food brought in specially, it's organic. So,
by the way, Jeff, let me just back you up on that, because I actually did a report on this 2 weeks ago. I didn't even know that, and I'd read your book, I must have forgotten it. But when I was told this by a listener and I went and checked it, there was BBC, Associated Press, where all of the major Monsanto cafeterias, their engineers at the actual facilities where they make the stuff, not their chemical plants and stuff, all refuse and demand no GMO be allowed. Then I found articles where the royal family do that, headlines even in the LA Times and Asia Times where the Chinese communist elite have, quote, secret gardens and farms and are obsessed with only non-GMO. I found articles where the German government does it. I found articles where all over the world and where all of the environmental eugenicists that are pushing this GMO on us, they're obsessed with it. And the Rockefellers have chefs, so does Prince Charles, and aircraft that follow them with the entire certified, in many cases on their own farms, food that is then gourmet produced. I mean, they are avoiding it like it's deadly poison. And then we found out the German government doesn't take vaccines and has special vaccines for themselves. I mean, you're not, again, I'm backing you up. You're not just saying this. Please continue.
Well, you know, one of the issues that you mentioned earlier is GMOs are not isolated. They cross-pollinate. They mix. Even the Roundup is now found in 60 to 100% of air, rain, and water samples in the Midwest. It's found in the urine of urban dwellers. It's found in cord blood, in human blood. It's found in surface water and in groundwater. So it's become omnipresent, like Monsanto's PCBs, their previous poison. And the GMOs are now, of course, impacting organic and other places by increasing the levels of contamination slowly. So this begs the question, how stupid can these people be if their intention was to create a problem with GMOs, because they'd be sawing off the branch that they're sitting on, because we all live in the same biosphere and there is no way to contain it. Now, one of the ways that we can fight back, Alex, is through required labeling. And there's a ballot initiative in California on the November ballot. They're actually gathering petition signatures right now. So if any of your audience lives in California, they can join the effort. Go to labelgmos.org and get a training in how to fill out petitions with your friends. So right now we have an unprecedented opportunity to pass a law in California that doesn't have to go through legislators that have been bought off by Monsanto. And if it gets passed, the food companies realize that 53% of Americans say they would avoid GMOs if labeled. So these companies would rather remove GMOs than admit that they use them. They've already removed GMOs in Europe because of a consumer tipping point against GMOs happened there. They've already removed largely most of the bovine growth hormone from their dairy cows because the consumers became aware of the cancer risk. So if they have to label GMOs, they will probably remove it. And there's been an upswell now of concern about GMOs, and one of the obvious things is to enforce labeling, which is now enforced in over 50 countries, but not the U.S. or Canada. So I encourage the people who are listening, who are in California, to get involved. And for everyone else, get on our website at responsibletechnology.org and join the Tipping Point Network, which you've organized to do outreach to bring this information to the entire population, particularly the most receptive demographics. Parents of young kids, kids are most at risk. In fact, in April, we're going to be launching our campaign to protect children against GMOs, which this film is being created for. We're reaching out to religious groups that believe that GMO really means God move over. We're reaching out to health-conscious shoppers, to healthcare professionals. I gave a talk at Andrew Weil's Integrative Medicine Conference in May of last year, and I asked the 800 or 900 healthcare practitioners to rate themselves from 1 to 100 how vigilant they have been at avoiding GMOs. And they did a show of hands as to how vigilant and how active they've been at educating their patients to avoid GMOs. At the beginning of the 45-minute talk, the vigilance was kind of low. At the end of the 45-minute talk, nearly everyone was in the highest category of vigilance going forward, saying they were going to avoid GMOs, they were going to prescribe it to their patients, they gave us a standing ovation, they swapped the table for non-GMO shopping guides, which you can get at non-GMOshoppingguide.com or at the iPhone App Store, Shop No GMO. It's a free download. So the healthcare professionals are realizing now in larger and larger numbers that GMOs are almost certainly implicated in the rising incidence of disease that they're seeing in their practice, and now they have something that they can do. They can recommend non-GMO products, organic products, and I've interviewed many healthcare practitioners that not only recommend it, but they report that their patients are getting better. And in my discussions with the patients, they are, in fact, getting better.
Well, that's what we're getting, and I'm trying my best to keep my children away from this stuff. But the absolute total proof is that without even looking, I found more than 10 mainstream articles where the Chinese government, the German government, the UK government, the royalty, Bill and Melinda Gates, Rockefellers, are all Al Gore obsessed with never eating GMO while they push it in our face all day. And it's very obvious what these super wicked people are doing. And, folks, denial is going to get us all killed. I mean, the honeybees are dying. Animals that eat this are getting sick. And how many GMO crops they got coming out? Because I know there's a whole bunch of companies doing it. I know it's in the hundreds. But, I mean, I've read about tea tree oil and all these other systems and all these grasses. And Gates is saying they're going to release mosquitoes that forcibly inoculate us. And he knows best. I mean, who's going to save us from these lunatics? I guess ourselves. But they know we're waking up. So now they're counterstrike. See, you know it's a military operation when where it's banned in Brazil, they catch these companies secretly leasing property and planting their corn on it to infect everything. I mean, they act like it's a weapon because it is.
You're right about the mosquitoes, which most people think is just science fiction. They've already actually released genetically engineered mosquitoes in the Cayman Islands, in Brazil, in Malaysia, and they're now slated to be released in the Florida Keys. Now, yep. Some leaked documents showed that the company that was doing this, a UK operation, worked hard to hide the information that these mosquitoes, which are designed to lower the mosquito population by creating sterile offspring, these are the male mosquitoes that are genetically engineered,
yeah.
So they don't bite.
Yeah, the mosquitoes are here for a reason. Don't kill off and sterilize one of the lowest levels of the food chain. I mean, that'll destroy the bats. It'll destroy our own immunity. Mosquitoes are connected to giving us immunity. This is pure lunacy.
And I don't want to be the person to do the recall of the GM mosquitoes later on when it turns out that there's problems. What they tried to hide was that under normal circumstances, up to 3% of their offspring of their supposedly sterile mosquitoes survived. And that when they're exposed to tetracycline, that number rises to 15%. Now, this means that it's definitely the case that people are going to be bitten by the offspring of frankenbugs. And no one has evaluated the health risks of being bitten, of having the saliva mixed with your blood.
That's the main use of them. Of course they're going to survive and bite people. And like the GMO or like the Roundup Ready GMO, turn our bacteria into little GMO factories. That's the plan. Of course they're going to live. They're meant to bite us. I'm going to love to find out what the Trojan horse is in that. Guaranteed it to be infertility. Or some little nanotech, biotech. That's what that fungoid thing is, I bet. Because you know they've got that nanotech too, Jeffrey. We're in a lot of trouble. These nutcases are 30 years advanced of what we probably know.
Well, what's happening now, Alex, is we have consumers more and more on our side. The labeling issue is something that could topple it, but so too can even a small percentage of consumers avoiding GM ingredients. Here's my thinking. The same companies like Kraft and Nestle's and Hershey's and McDonald's removed GMOs in Europe because they were a marketing liability, continue to sell them in the United States, where they are not yet a marketing liability. If we see that there's any drop in market share that they can attribute directly to anti-GMO sentiment rising in the U.S., there's no reason for them to continue to use GMOs. There's no consumer benefits. They either drink poisonous herbicide or produce poisonous bug killer. And so they will immediately rush away from GMOs in the United States, like they did within a single week in Europe in late April 1999. So we are looking
to again. Look at how they're all saying that we don't have corn syrup now. Every major brand, and so the corn syrup lobby comes out and wants to call it corn sugar. But the government's saying, you know, they can't do that because it's too obvious. We still have the power. That's why they tell us we don't have power. The minute we stop buying into all their garbage, the minute we get angry and start voting with our purchases, we can overthrow Bill Gates and all this trash in a minute. But you've got to use your power. And Jeffrey Smith, there's nobody out there like you who's fighting these people. It's got to feel good. I want to have you back up again next week, but I want to go out to break here and do two more short segments with calls. Without further ado here, you know what a hero Jeffrey Smith is, folks. Taking some calls, Diane, Roger, Elliot, Cindy, and Nathan. We've got to at least get to those. Diane in Louisiana, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
This is a fascinating show. Mr. Jeffrey, I'd like to ask you this. For a normal kid at the age of 2-3 years old, started school, all of a sudden needed all these vaccinations, and this mother told me her son slowly began to just withdraw. He's not even talking. He just...
Yeah, they kill your kids in front of you. They kill your kid in front of you and tell you you're a kook when your kid's running around talking healthy and is now a zombie. They're killing them in front of you. They're murdering scum. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead. Ask him the question.
I heard you mention earlier, Alex, about probiotics and colon cleansing. Is there anything that I can suggest to the mother? Because this kid now is about 6 years old, and this happened when he was like 2 or 3 years old.
Well, look, they want to make them a zombie, okay? So the killers and their little minions that do it, I'm not going to give medical advice. I know what the families have done that can reverse some of this. Now, it does make them behind. But, look, they lie to you and say it's the law to take the vaccines. Right there, they're lying criminals. Jeffrey, you got anything to say to her?
Well, I'm not a vaccine expert. I do have experience talking to people, for example, in the autistic community. Some people believe that GMOs are a much bigger culprit than the vaccines. And there's not enough evidence. And like you say, I can't give medical advice. I'm not a doctor. But I do know it's a tragic thing. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And I've heard the same stories over and over again. I could just say, do a lot of research and find the people that have the experience of reversing it.
Yeah, ma'am, stay there. I want you to have a comeback question. His Skype's breaking up. We'll reconnect with Jeffrey Smith in two more little five-minute segments. I'm going to try to get connected back on Skype as well. We'll be right back, transmitting worldwide.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
School early because they can really hurt them good when they're two or three. They're telling all the mothers, put your kids in, you know, school. Now is the time. This stuff just goes on and on. And then, yeah, I've heard the stories literally hundreds and hundreds of times in person where it's a two-year-old. They go in for the third round of shots, have a convulsion at the doctor's many times. And that's a blessing, because if it happens at home, they try to take your kid from you. And they go, oh, there's blood on the brain. Yeah, you just hit me with a hard, you know, weapon here. And then they try to take your kids. But the point is, yes, that's part of it. The GMO, now the EPA is saying radiation can be 100,000 times higher in many isotopes, and it's fine for you. I mean, it's like evil space aliens run things that want to kill us through human hosts or something. And I'm not saying that literally, but that would be plausible in a science fiction world of how evil these people are. It's not just about profit. They hate us. Bayer knew for 10 years they were shipping out stuff to hemophiliacs that had HIV and hepatitis in every shot. And it came out, they knew and, quote, didn't care. Well, it's more than didn't care. This is sick. Some kind of sacrifice. Anything else, Diane, for Jeff Smith?
Okay, I can't remember what year all this was about with the mad cow disease. Do you think this Roundup and all these pesticides are linked to that mad cow disease epidemic we had years ago?
Very good point. Thank you for the call, Jeffrey.
Well, it's interesting. I talked to a fella who used to work at Monsanto, and he was there at the time when mad cow disease was a problem. And he discovered one of his colleagues told him that they had found new proteins in the cotton seed, in the cotton that was genetically engineered, that he was supposed to sell. Moreover, they were selling this cottonseed cake to dairy cows down the street from him. And he said, wait a minute, these new proteins, they were never intended. They were part of the massive background noise and collateral damage that could occur as a result of this primitive process of genetic engineering. Shouldn't we characterize these proteins and make sure that they're not prions or might cause some kind of mad cow disease? Well, first of all, the people at Monsanto, these PhDs, had never heard of mad cow disease, even though a Nobel Prize was awarded a few months later. But they said, I'm sorry, we've always fed the products of our trials to animals, and we're not going to stop. So he was very agitated. He tried to blow the whistle and was ostracized from within Monsanto. And then he tried to blow the whistle outside of Monsanto. He told agricultural commissioners. He told university professors. He told me their eyes just glazed over. They had no idea of the potential problems that could happen with the genetic engineering. Well, he left the company and went and became a chiropractor. And now he took our speaker training and he's speaking against GMOs. In fact, he will be on a panel together at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach in early March. However, it turns out when I looked into this with a professor who was an expert at these proteins, he didn't think that these proteins that might be created from the genetic engineering process would likely have anything to do with prions, because prions are out-of-control animal proteins that affect animal health, and these proteins that are produced in plants would be different. So there is not a direct understanding or correlation with GMOs right now and mad cow disease.
It shows how crazy they are feeding rotten dead cows and goats and sheep to cows who are herbivores and aren't meant to eat meat. Let's jam in one more call. Roger in Texas. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are y'all today? I want to commend y'all both on all the work that y'all have been doing. You, Alex, on just everything under the sun. And Jeffrey, I accidentally found your videos on GMOs about 2 years ago, and they've been an eye-opening experience. I live in the heart of Texas here where corn is king.
Hold on, we're coming back. I'm going to have you finish up a few more calls at Lou Rockwell.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.